This is Ben Settle of BenSettle.com, and today I'm interviewing my friend and one of my personal marketing go-to guys, Michael Senoff, with HardToFindSeminars.com about how to create your own high-ticket information product using audio interviews. Michael has created over 200 information products over the past few years, including one that sells for $5,970, and he did it without having to be an expert on the subject or spend a lot of time or resources. In fact, I've worked with Michael on several projects, and it never ceases to amaze me how he dashes out these high-quality and high-ticket products so fast. And best of all, he is also an expert at showing other people how to do the same thing. You don't need to be an expert at anything. You don't need any fancy speaking or editing skills, and you certainly don't need a lot of money or resources to do this. Just follow the recipe Michael is going to give you, and you'll have a product within just a few days, maybe even just a few hours, that you can start selling for $100, $500, $1,000 or more. I've seen him do it many, many times, and he's going to show us how to do it right now. So with that said, Michael, thank you for doing this, and how are you?
Ben, I'm doing good. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. It was very kind of you. I appreciate it.
Well, I've learned an awful lot from you about the subject, and I know a lot of people listening to this are looking for good ways to get started, and maybe they have an ebook or just an idea, and they would love to just have a product created where they can start selling it and making some good money, but they don't know where to begin.
Well, sometimes it takes people a little time to get going, and I'll use you as a perfect example. We've been talking about this stuff for probably 3 or 4 years now. I think you're probably kicking yourself. You wish you had been doing this 2 or 3 years ago because you would have a mountain of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no question. And it's exciting. You start doing it, and you start seeing results, and oh, my God. I wonder if Michael's been doing this for so long.
Well, hopefully we can show your listeners how easy it is and some of the magic that happens by starting to do audio interviews and using audio to sell and market.
You know what? I'm going to challenge you on something here. Because you make a pretty big claim on your site that you can show people how to turn a $28 book into a $3,900 product. Now, how do you do that, and what is that all about?
There is a lot to it, but I'll give you a simplified version. I think the best way to do it is to use an example of how I've done this in the form of a story. And I'll talk about one of my high-end selling products, and it's called the HMA Marketing Consulting System. This is a home study training where we train people to become marketing consultants. We have consultants all over the world who have bought into this home study system. I started marketing it in the end of 2004, and every year we're generating more and more sales all automatically. Now, there was a lot of work at the very beginning, a lot of audio interviews, but the main outline of this HMA marketing system was in the form of a book that sold on Amazon for about $10. And I found a marketing expert who wrote this book, just like there's millions of experts who have tremendous expertise, and because they're not as educated as you or I about direct marketing and the information product industry and this kind of niche that anyone listening is so lucky to be involved in, because 99.9% of the population have no idea about. So they go the traditional route, and experts believe that the very first thing they need to do is to put all their knowledge into a book, and that's what most people do. Well, you can go to any expert, just like I found this expert who had this book, and I approached him and I said, how would you like to take that book and let's turn it into a marketing consulting system? Now, I do want to add that he had already turned his book into a system of videos that he was training people to do marketing consulting, but he had no online presence. So he had a book and he had a set of videos and he was putting people through a training. But when I contacted him, he was doing nothing with that. So when I approached him, I said, I will do all the marketing, and I'll take your fundamental ideas on marketing consulting, and I would like to use audio interviews with you and use the marketing that I know how to do to build the value of this book, to increase it into an information product that can be delivered both online and in physical form. And that is what I have and have been marketing for the last 3 years, called the HMA Marketing Consulting System.
Okay, Michael, what is it that you did first, and how did you come up with the outline for the HMA system?
So in a nutshell, first I negotiated a deal. I told him I was going to do all the marketing using my skills to do audio interviews, and he agreed. And then the very first thing I did is I said, let's do an interview. So I took his outline of his book, and we did an audio interview, and I turned the outline in the chapters of his book into questions, and I simply asked him the questions, sat back, listened. I recorded the interviews digitally, and that was the start of me increasing the value of that $28 book. Now, over the years, I've still been working on doing more audio interviews on the subject, building more and more value. I talk about the more you talk, the more you make. The more audio interviews you have, the more information you have on the subject, the more valuable it becomes. And we'll talk about why this is in some of the other questions. But in essence, you can find any expert who has a book. You can look at the outline of that book. You can take the outline or subjects in the index, turn them into forms of questions, simply invite them to do an interview, or if you've negotiated a deal with them where they understand that you are going to interview them and take their knowledge that they've put into that book or any other knowledge that they have, and you simply start interviewing. You simply start asking questions and canning and cloning it, and that's a term from the late, great Gary Halbert. You've got to capture that interview, that audio, that words into a recording, whether it's on one of those old cassette tape recorders or a digital recorder today that you can pick up at Radio Shack for $50. And once you have that raw material in the film industry, that tape that they would call it, you've got gold, because you can take that information and you could start polishing it. You could start editing it if you choose. You could start packaging it. You could start turning it into transcripts. You could take that raw content and build value with it. So that's in a nutshell what I've done with the HMA system, and we'll probably talk more about that in detail.
Now, you talk a lot about audio. Why not video or text or something else? What makes audio the best format for doing this?
You know, when I interviewed Vic Conan from Nightingale Conan, he's the son of the founder of Nightingale Conan, the largest distributor and publisher of audio information products. And in the interview, he talks about how audio is so forgiving, because you can listen to something and you can press the rewind button and listen to it again.
Can we play a short clip of that audio interview you did with Vic Conan?
Sure, we'll do that. Here it comes. The difference between radio and TV, obviously you're in a mainly audio-only market. What kind of advantages do you see for marketing your audio as compared to a visual medium, more like videos and TV?
We've experimented a lot with video. We certainly have videos, but for our audience, who tend to be people on the go and people in their cars a lot, and they just tend to not want to take the time to sit down and watch a video, the audio medium is just so convenient. It's so easy to use, and when you can't sit down and read a book, or you can't sit down and watch a video, and when you're on the move or exercising or in your car or doing housework, there's so many places you can have a headset in your Walkman, or in your car you can just put it in your CD player, and it's so convenient to be able to listen, and as we say, when your hands are busy but your mind isn't. And they also have the great advantage, unlike a book, which most people are lucky if they ever read a great book, and the chances of rereading it are very unlikely. A lot of people get into the audio listening process and find that it's very valuable to have the opportunity to replay an idea that they just heard, or actually replay the whole message over and over. We have customers who have listened to Lead the Field from Earl Nightingale, I don't want to say hundreds of times, but there are people who've reported hundreds of times, or they actually wear out the program and buy another one. That's unusual, but it does lend itself to re-listening. And we do need reminding. A great benefit of our minds is that we forget. We forget our failures. When we have something that's very embarrassing that's happened to us, we think we're going to die, and a month or two later it's gone from our minds. So that's a positive. But when we come up with an idea that really positively changes us and we want to remember the idea, we tend to also forget that. And so these messages are easily re-listened to, where a person can remind themselves.
Now that is wild.
But it just shows you, if someone is interested in something and you're giving some value, delivering it through an audio, and especially through an audio interview, is the easiest way to get it in their head. And let me tell you, marketing is about getting your information inside the mind of your prospect. It's about mind share. And delivering it through audio in a convenient way for your listener that makes his life easy and convenient, where he can still do other things, things, you're going to have a better chance of getting your information, your sales pitch, your ideas in his head. I started with audio because I'm not really that technical of a guy. In my mind, if I was going to be doing video and you're doing interviews with video, you need camera equipment, you need to go on location, you need to have a lot more skill in the editing process. It was just way out of my league technically. I didn't even consider it because there was no way I was willing to work that hard to do video production. And there's also some other reasons. Recording audio is easy. All you need is your digital recorder and your little device that you get from Radio Shack. And just like we've done today, before we started talking, I know you're recording digitally, Ben. All you had to do was press that button that says record. And I've done the same thing. I'm looking at my Sony little digital recorder that I picked up years ago for under $100 from Circuit City, and this is my workhorse. This is really when I started kicking butt with my audio recordings, because before I realized that these little devices were out there, I was using a piece of software online that was a lot more inferior. If anyone's listened to some of the earlier recordings on my site, you can hear the difference in the quality. And there were problems with that. I didn't have a reliable way to record interviews by phone. And there's an interview with a guy named Jason Ryan Isaacson who interviewed me. And I have to thank him because he's the one who turned me on to this. And that really freed me up for doing audio interviews without any hassle and without any problems. Also, audio is a lot more natural. It's me and you talking on the phone. You're asking me questions. I'm answering them. And this is the natural state of conversation. With video, there's a lot more production, a lot more scripting, a lot more storyboards. It's not as easy. The interview style is proven to work since the beginning of TV. You know, Eugene Schwartz talks about one of the very first infomercials probably ever done was called The Piano Man. It was actually a video infomercial, but it was in the interview style. Look at Oprah Winfrey. Look at all the top leading interviewers out there. It's interview style. And the reason I think is because it's normal conversation. It's what we've grown up with, listening to our parents or our brothers and sisters or people talking. It's not out of the ordinary, so it doesn't come across pushy or salesy. It's just what we're used to, that natural conversation. And it's a great way to sell and a great way to deliver information. Another wonderful reason with digital audio is it's mobile. And I wouldn't probably say this 5 years ago, but think about it now. You see the commercials. You see all the digital devices, the PDAs, the cell phones, the iPod Nano, and the MP3 players. These devices are getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Now with downloadable audio and MP3 files and the ability to deliver them to your market as simply as downloading it from the internet, you have a better outlet for distributing your audio. And audio can be listened to while you're multitasking, while you're exercising, while you're sitting at your desk working. So I believe it gets more listenership than a video would. Because video, you have to have your eyeballs on the screen and your ears engaged, and you can't multitask and do that. You have to have all your attention. Audio can be turned into a CD that can be played in the car, and you could have someone's full attention and have them listening on CD. These are a couple of the other advantages as well.
What you're saying about audio, you have more chances to sell a person on something because you may only watch a video once or twice because the TV is always in use by someone else. But you're driving your car around and stuff, you're bringing that CD with you, and this is for sales pitches, obviously. But I've been sold on, like, Dan Kennedy's magnetic marketing thing. I've heard that audio probably 10 times. I've got to get this thing, and I finally bought it. Had that been video, I probably never would have bought it that fast. And something else you said, look at the format of a Q&A. Going back to Eugene Schwartz there in his book, he talks about adopting and borrowing formats from media that people are already conditioned to trust, like a newspaper. You'd make your ad look like a newspaper article. You don't want to make it look like an ad. Well, if you're putting a sales pitch within the structure of a Q&A, it doesn't look like a sales pitch. You're delivering it almost just like an editorial-style ad in a newspaper.
Yeah, I agree. Look at the news, which people are conditioned to trust. You know, you've got news anchors delivering direct content to you, but when there's reporters on location, you have a Q&A style delivery. You've got the anchor asking the on-location reporter questions. It is an interview between anchor and reporter, and people are certainly conditioned to believe the news, and certainly feature articles and magazines are Q&A style. The question and answer style to deliver information is proven, tried, and true, and people are conditioned to trust it, and it works. for information publishers and even for copywriters to gain intelligence in their research. I mean, copywriters, let's face it, you know, research is most of your work right there. And if you're not getting the answers to what your market wants around your product, then you're going to fail. And there's no other way to get those answers but to ask questions if you're doing the actual interviewing. Questions are the answer.
Now, what if someone doesn't have a book, and maybe they just have an idea? Can they still use the methods that you use to create your product with?
The one fear that will stop people in their tracks from creating audio products or creating any products is, number one, they believe they have to be the expert. And they don't have to be the expert. They don't have to know anything. And you want it this way. Just about all of the products on my site, except for one, I position myself as not being the expert. I find the experts, and I'm just the guy asking the questions. I'm just a deliverer of the answers for my potential customers and prospects. Look through my site. You'll see that the only subject I position myself as an expert is on how to create information products using audio and using the audio interview format. And I claim to be an expert because I've done it so many times. And it's real important when you're creating information products, don't be the expert. Get rid of your ego and you just be the deliverer of the information. And all you got to be is the guy who asks the expert the questions. Just like in this interview, you're bringing expert content to your listeners, but you're just been settled. You're asking the expert that question. And I'm sure you'll agree you found some magic in that when it comes to maybe promoting a product that your expert offers. And the magic is you interviewing the experts elevates your expert status. Even though you're not positioned as an expert, people perceive you to be more of an expert on the subjects of the people you're interviewing. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the trick. That's the magic that people don't understand what will happen. But the reality is, I'm not much of an expert at anything except for asking good questions and creating and editing good audio content. But because I have so much of it, the magic is I'm perceived as this amazing, world-class marketing expert.
I would say you are perceived, as you told me about this before, as a celebrity, actually, that people call you up and say, whoa, I'm actually talking to you. I've heard all your interviews and all that.
This is just the magic of good marketing. This is the result of good marketing. I view myself as a somewhat average guy. I work hard. I love what I do. And the audio that I create, I do want it to be the best. But this is nothing any of your listeners can't do. And you're absolute proof of it, Ben. You are doing it. You're doing a great job. And you're going to be amazed as you continue to pile on more audio, more good content at the results it brings.
When I'd ask the question, too, you know, if you don't have a book, you just have an idea, you know, something that you reminded me of, you mentioned the barter thing. I mean, that was a product that you and I joint venture with, and we sell for, what, $1,500?
Yeah.
And that's a 45-minute interview. That's basically the system. I mean, it's not like it took you years to create that. I mean, it was like a day, wasn't it?
It was a day. I'll tell you exactly what it is, and there's some good points we can talk about that product, Barter Secrets. This is a product that teaches people about the barter industry. It's like a trade club. There's members all over the United States and all over the world who join this common club, kind of like eBay. You know, anyone who signs up with eBay, they're a member of the eBay organization, and they choose to buy products from each other. What's great about that for eBay? Because every time someone buys a product on eBay, eBay makes a little piece of the action, right? They make a percentage of the gross sale, depending on how much the product sold for, and they make money on listing fees and subscription fees and products and services that they sell, right? Well, barter is the same thing. Look at the barter industry as a company called ITEX. ITEX is a trade organization. Kind of compare them as eBay. So ITEX has tens of thousands of members all over the country, and they're inclined to buy from each other. And with barter, you buy with trade credits, which are kind of like dollars, but they're dollars that can only be used within the barter organization. And I had learned a couple different lessons, one playing a Monopoly game, how valuable these dollars were, and then And I had learned how to buy these dollars at a discount because the dollars didn't have as much value as a regular U.S. dollar. You could spend a green dollar anywhere in the world and it's got value. It's spendable. But in the Monopoly game I was playing, you could only spend your Monopoly money with the other three or four people you're playing with. So there's not as much value. But I learned a little trick from someone when I was asking questions from someone who had more experience in the barter industry that I had. And she said something. She goes, "Oh, you could just buy these trade dollars from other barter members at a discount." And I said, "Really?" And I had her turn me on to her source for trade dollars, and sure enough, it was true. I was able to buy trade dollars for up to 80% off the value.
If you'd like to order Michael's information product creation system now at a substantial discount, especially prepared for my listeners, you can go to bensettle.com/audio.
And I had a free recording on my website that explained this concept on how to do it. And I had a gentleman out of Washington who contacted me and who wanted consulting specifically how to do this. I think he paid me $700 for the consulting, and I explained to him in detail exactly how to do that. And that one recording that he paid me $700 to do this consult. I turned on my digital recorder, got his permission to use it, recorded it. So I had a product that someone paid $700 for. That one interview of me explaining this technique became the foundation of our Barter Secrets product. It was just one 45-minute recording. Remember Rob from Washington?
Oh, yeah.
But how did I use audio to increase the value? What did we first start selling that product at? $297?
It was really cheap. What it is now, I don't remember the price.
I think I even had it for free up on the site, right?
You did originally.
Okay, it went from being a free recording on my site, then it went into being a product that sold for $297, and then we started to increase the product. But before we increased the product, we had to increase the value of the product. What is the simplest way any of your listeners can increase the value of a product without too much time and without a headache? More audio interviews. So when we sold the product for $297, it came with an hour consultation with me. So as we started selling the product, people were calling for one-on-one consultations, and they all had different questions, things they didn't understand. They all had different ideas, and I did consultations with their permission. I recorded each one of the consultations, and I think we must have 8 hours of our best one-on-one consultations on this one concept. So now a 145-minute interview recording turned into 8 additional one-on-one consultations on the subject of how to buy these trade dollars at a discount and how to do barter. I also did additional interviews with experts in the retail barter industry. So every time I did an interview, I increased the value of the product. And then we increased the product to $497, and now we've increased the product. It's $1,497.
And I'm sure it'll probably go up as you add even more.
As I add more. As a matter of fact, Ben, I just had a call from, I don't know if you remember Marcelo. He was one of the students, and he contacted me, and I haven't talked to him in years. He's one of the one-hour consults. He had a lot of questions. I remember that consult that he didn't understand, and he called me yesterday, and I have an additional 20 minutes of consulting that I'm going to tack on to the end of that original recording that we did years ago about a successful transaction that he did and some problems he had as well.
So this just proves you could start with something. It may even only be a half hour of consultation you're giving a client. You can start selling that and then build on it from there and just keep increasing the value.
Your listeners are talking on the phone every day, and if they're not capturing and cloning and they're not recording their calls, they're not recording their question and answers, the same ones they're giving over and over again, if they're not recording their free advice they're doling out for no money, and they're consulting that they're probably doing by phone for free automatically, they need to go to Circuit City or go on eBay and just buy themselves a digital recording and get the thing from Radio Shack so they can start recording their calls. Even if they turn the recorder on and just start saving and collecting the recordings. Now, you always want to get permission to record the call from the people you're talking to, but just by pressing that little record button, you are capturing gold. You are capturing value that you can use and create into information products.
Now, going on that, another thing I wanted to ask you, and I'm really glad you were talking about that, was how do you arrange it with the people that you're interviewing so that you can keep the rights and you don't have to pay them a royalty or anything like that?
When I first started, I had this audio release agreement that I used to use, but I found that was a real pain in the butt. So if you contacted me and you said, "Hey, Michael, you want to do an interview?" And let's say we didn't know each other that well, and I said yes, you're going to be all paranoid because you want to market and maybe sell this interview down the road or repackage it. You want the rights. and you'd have to send me this legal agreement. And, you know, that's going to be a deal killer 50% of the time, because little agreements and contracts like that scare people. So the way I handled it, I didn't even mention anything about rights, unless you're getting into larger products. That's something you want to discuss. But on the day of the interview, when you first talk and you get ready to do the interview, you go, I'm going to start recording now, and you press your record button. And like I would say, Ben, now you understand you're being recorded, and you say yes, and you understand that I'm going to interview you on this subject, and you understand that I have the full rights to do whatever I want with this interview. I can sell it, I can market it, I can package it, and you understand you do not have the rights to do anything with it. You make the terms, okay?
Does anyone ever challenge you on that? You say, well, wait a minute, why can't I use it too?
Anything's negotiable. You know, I'm just saying, depending on what you want to do, whatever you want, you can negotiate it right there before the call, and you have it in recording, and you've got an agreement, a legal agreement between two people. Now, we could talk about that, negotiating rights and how to do that a little bit later if you want.
But yeah, I was just thinking, I guess if worse comes to worse, you could just say, look, we both have the rights to do whatever we want, and chances are they're not going to do anything with it anyway.
You know, as you get more experience under your belt, and as you become more confident, and as you have more successes, you're going to ask more for what you want. A lot of people who don't have the confidence and they start doing interviews, they're viewing it as the person you're interviewing is doing them the favor. The reason the interview process works is they're agreeing to an interview because they know that they're going to get some potential exposure. It's no different than the press and the media, or when Oprah has on stars, they come onto her show, not just to come onto her show, they come onto the show because they've got a new movie coming out, like Sean Penn's got a new movie coming out. You doing interviews, there's got to be something in it for the person who's doing the interview with you, and that's going to be that promotion. More exposure of their name, you may want to agree to do a joint venture where you promote their product. So there does have to be something in it for them, but what's really important is have the attitude from the start that you're doing them the favor, they're not doing you the favor, and that'll take you a long way. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You mentioned the HMA system and the barter system. Can you give us some more examples of how you created high-ticket products like this?
My highest-end product is when I'm actually working with clients to create an entire information product. Now, we could talk about a story of one that I did. I had done an interview with a gentleman named Joe McVoy, and he is a marketing expert, and he had tons of experience of selling products into Walmart. And after the first interview, we were talking, and we said, man, we should create a product on how to get into Walmart. And he said, well, I have an entire outline for a product already written up in outline form of how to do that. And I go, really? And so we negotiated a deal. And on the negotiating part, I'll tell you exactly how we did this in a nutshell. I agreed to co-create this product with him. I would be the interviewer. I would do all the production of the audio interviews. I would do all the editing. I would create audio transcripts and put the entire package together, the CD artwork and the promotion in this copy and the sales letter. He agreed to participate as the expert and to be interviewed. And what we negotiated was he would have total rights to the product to market and sell, and then I would have total rights to the product to market and sell. We agreed to private label the product where he called it one thing, I called it another thing, and we both would be rewarded based on our ability to market. And that was a great negotiation. So this is a perfect example of how to negotiate a win-win deal. And as your confidence increases and you realize that you can interview anyone and be able to create any kind of information product you want, you're going to want to get paid more for your own time and for your performance. So I would tell you again, I keep coming back to confidence. Imagine that you have the confidence already and that you really are an expert at interviewing, because all you need to be able to do is ask the questions and you'll make more money from your negotiations because you'll negotiate it right. Plus, I've got a great recording on negotiating on my site, which any one of your listeners should listen to.
Okay. Can you give me another example of another product?
Now, here's another product that I market on my site, and I'm going to tell you the story of how this all came about, kind of similar to how I did the HMA. 4 or 5 years ago, I was selling products on eBay, and I was looking for seminars on eBay to sell, and I found the guy selling this business buying course, and I contacted him, and I said, yeah, I'm really interested in this business buying course. How many of these things do you have? And the guy's name was Art Hamill. Now, back in the mid-'80s, 1985, this guy was all all over TV. He was in the seminar business putting people through a seminar. He put over 100,000 people through a seminar in Southern California area on how to buy a business. He was traveling on the seminar circuit with Robert Allen and E. Joseph Kosman, and this guy was a big wheel back in the mid-80s, but he had just turned 70 and he was dumping all his remaining inventory. And I was looking for products to sell on my site, and that very first time I talked to him, he allowed me to interview him. And anyone can listen to that very first interview up on my site. But I met him through eBay. He already had a seminar product. He was clearly an expert, and I bought his remaining inventory on cassette tape. And for years, I must have sold a couple hundred of them in its original form until we ran out of them. And then I got the exclusive rights to remaster those cassette tapes into a digital product. We had it put on CD. We turned his workbook into a digital workbook. We had transcripts made. I took his 12 cassette tapes. I had them transcribed right there. I increased the value of his product by having the audio transcripts of his cassette tapes. I took his cassette tapes and turned them into digital products, so now they could be digitally downloaded from the internet. It was now a more convenient way for the customer to absorb and digest the information rather than listening on cassette tape or rather than listening on a CD, therefore increasing the value again. I took the workbook, which was in a three-ring binder, and had that digitized into a PDF, which made it more accessible for people with a laptop or people who were online to go through the audio, therefore increasing the value again. Now, I increased the value three times right there without doing one interview, but I did start doing interviews with them. Since 2004, I've done 8 additional audio interviews with Art Hamill to promote the course, but here's the catcher. We give away specifics on how to buy a million-dollar business for free, and I give them away for free in the form of audio interviews up on my site. And Ben, you and I worked on this, and you created a sales letter for the product, which we have pasted right under all those free audio interviews. Now, if I have a chance to gain some mind share and get in the head of those people interested in owning their own business, and they want to learn from an expert, and I've given away 12 or 13 hours of free audio interviews, transcripts that they can download, I'm getting mind share. I've got their attention. There's no resistance for them to listen to the information from my expert, and I have a better chance of selling them that product, the workbook, the course, and then some additional bonuses, which they don't get for free. And we started selling that product for $297. Then we increased the price to $497, and now we're up to $1,497. It's a $1,500 product, which is making us more money than when we were selling it for the lower price.
You know, another good thing you did with that was when we first started selling that, we were getting questions from people. Well, what about business plans? And what about this? And so what you did is we just found some more experts to interview and then added that right to the course just using audio.
That's right. If you're creating information products and you're using an outline of a book or stuff that an expert has, there's another way which we describe in detail in my Audio Marketing Secrets product. Let's say Art Hamill didn't cover some subjects that we were getting questions from students. Then all I had to do was find another expert and interview them and include that in the package. So another great way of increasing and bumping up the value of your existing product is to do additional interviews with other experts other than your main expert of the product you're selling. So we did. We did interviews on financing with a bank financer. We did 2 additional interviews with angel investors, one from the UK, one from Australia. Another thing, which I thought was the question you were going to ask, which is really valuable for online marketers, is when I would get questions about the course from students, I would get lists and lists of questions, okay? And I would save up all these questions. In the 3 of the interviews, I have question and answer part 1, part 2, and part 3 with Art Hamill. I would have all the questions from the students. I'd call Art, and I'd go, Art, I've got some more questions from the students. Why don't we just record these, and then we've got them up there, and we don't have to keep answering them. And I'd ask him the questions directly from the students, and he would answer those. And those became question and answer interviews, answering the specific questions from the specific students of exactly what they want to know. So answering the questions about your products that you're selling can become interviews that will help you sell your product, but more importantly, it puts your sales process on automatic because those question and answers are sitting right there for your prospect to listen to in the form of an audio or to read in transcript form. And I want to remind your listeners the whole point of this audio interview and delivering audio interviews online is to free up your time. You don't want to be sitting there answering the same questions over and over again. and there's lots of better things you can be doing, like going down to the bay, going running, having lunch with your wife, playing with your kids. The whole point and the most valuable thing these audio interviews have done for me is to free up my time. And again, I'll go back. By you not having a recording device to record the things that you're saying over and over and over again, wasting time is a shame. You need to start capturing that and leveraging your time by delivering the answers to things that you're doing manually in the form of digital audio on a website.
The next question I have for you is, and I know a lot of people are probably thinking this, well, how long does it take to create these things?
That all depends. It depends on the price of the product. It depends on how detailed the product is. It depends on how much time you want to put into it. We'll use the example of the first Barter Secrets recording when I did that 45-minute interview with Rob. That only took 45 minutes to do the audio interview. And I didn't have to edit it. You know, it could be raw, unedited, and it could have still sold for the same price. I'll give you another example. I took on a client, a guy named J.D. Miller, who is a CPA, and he approached me to develop a full-on information product on all his teachings on financial mastery and investing strategy. And I will tell you, if you're creating products with clients using audio interviews, give yourself twice the time that you think it's going to take. We started this time last year, and we agreed that we would have it finished by January. So 3 or 4 months was the ETA for the time, and we're not even finished yet. It's almost a year later. So when you're developing full-on information products, it can take several months, maybe even half a year. It depends on how much stuff you're doing. And I guess the mistakes that I made and that I would do differently when committing to a big project like that is, number one, I would always get at least half your money up front before you start the project. Number two, I would get a schedule that they can commit to of what we're going to do, when, and I would get a time of when the product is to be complete. And I would get an agreement in writing. See, I'm always ready to go to create the product on time. And your copywriters can probably relate to this when they're hired to do copywriting. You know, you're probably ready to go to do the copywriting, but you're kind of at the mercy of getting all the information you need from them. They have to prepare, and they're the ones dragging their feet. So it's real important to get half the money up front and to get a time commitment. And if they can't fulfill to the time commitment, if you're on payments, that they have to pay you a certain amount. So they got to have some leverage. They got to have some money in the game to keep them from dragging their feet.
So this is if you were going to do this for someone else, it's like a service.
Yeah, that's the high end. The longest it's ever taken can be a year. I just completed a product with Nick Gilbert called Guerrilla Internet Marketing Tactics. It's a product on internet marketing. And that took us probably 3 months to do. It consists of about 10 hours of audio recordings and audio interviews. But I want to tell you, and this is really important, your product's really never done because you can always keep increasing the value of it. For instance, with Nick, maybe today or maybe tomorrow, Ben, I had an idea. You know, your mind's always thinking, and I'm always thinking, how can I bump up the value of this product? And I had some problems online where someone hacked into my michaelsinoff.com site, a phishing scam, you know, those eBay phishing scams? All right, so there was a phishing scam going on my michaelsinoff.com site. I started getting emails from people saying, hey, what's this? You're trying to get my username and password for eBay? I don't have an eBay account. I go, send me the link, and you could see it came from michaelsinoff.com. Now, Nick Gilbert, the host of my site, fortunately, I've got a great relationship with him, and he handles my server and everything, and we got on it right away and took care of it. But it just made me think how vulnerable owners of servers, people who are running websites, and there's a lot of vulnerabilities that people can take down your sites and really destroy your business. So I go, why don't we do an interview and add value to this guerrilla internet marketing course that we put together, and let's come up with 15 internet security blunders that most people are making and how to avoid them. And oh man, you should see the stuff that we have on this. It is amazing. And it's all about how hackers can destroy your site and how you can protect yourself. You just simply won't find information like this anywhere. And this is extremely valuable information that I had to dig out of him because he is so knowledgeable about all this hacker stuff and internet security, and that's valuable stuff. And we're going to add that to the product. So you're always going to be thinking about how can we increase the value of the product. The more you talk, the more you make. The more audio you have, the more transcripts you have, the more you can sell your product for. So you should always be growing your products, or at least thinking about how can I increase the value of this product by doing another audio interview. If you just dedicated yourself to nailing out a product and that's all you did, you could do 10 or 15 hours of audio interviews in a week, and you could have a full-on product. I have a lot of other things going, so you just want to pace yourself, and if you really needed to get a product out, you could do it within a week, a full-on product. If you have other things going, you just got to schedule it.
You know, when you were talking about that, you hear these $7 reports going on. Well, you could probably do that with every interview you do while you're building your product. Sell the first one while you're building the rest of it, maybe, and every time you do a new one, sell it by itself, and you fit it all together into one big course later, but you've been making money the whole time.
You could do that. You know, as you're building your product, you could sell it. You could give it away free. You could have a little advertisement at the end of each interview that directs them to a call to action. For more information, go here. Direct them to a sales letter. It's all about packaging. You know, it's just like I have 117 hours of audio interviews on my site. You'll notice that I've started packaging them. I've gone through the ones and I've created categories. So, for instance, I have a category called Fast Cash Audio Interview Series, where there are interviews on how anyone can listen to one of these interviews and go out and make $100 a day. So, for instance, there's an interview with a window washer. I get specific information and we do three-way calls where we go get window washing accounts just on the phone. You'll hear us do it live that anyone can do if they're really motivated. And it doesn't take a lot of money to get started. There's an interview with a guy who does a cleaning business where you can start your own cleaning business just by using your phone, getting other people to do everything for you. Interview with a guy who is in the lawn care business. These are kind of labor-intensive things, but if someone needed to make some fast cash, we interviewed him on how to make money cutting yards, how to make money cleaning gutters, and how to make money delivering mulch. There's two or three interviews on how to install door viewers where you take your drill, you know, the little peepholes in the door, where you can go around and provide that as a service, knock on doors. So that's a category. I've got a whole category of audio interviews where I've taken all my interviews related to sales and sales training. I've got an interview with Tom Hopkins. I've got an interview with a master sales trainer out of Australia.
This is the end of part one. Please go to part two. And if you'd like to order Michael's information product creation system now at a substantial discount, especially prepared for my listeners, you can go to bensettle.com/audio.